Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Vito Giglione, Northeast Seafood Coalition. Just want to say, I mean, the industry's perspective is definitely not to blow up the agreement or threaten the agreement. In fact, we think the agreement is essential. It's got to be maintained. And so whatever gesture is made from the U.S. has got to be mindful of keeping it, you know, cordial and being able to negotiate this. But at the same time, you get a potential right now that two fisheries could be shut down. I mean, we have that emergency. So how do we use the agreement? We understand also that the bilateral science of the track is what the TMGC is bound to. So this is not a criticism of what happened in the process. This is how we respond on the U.S. side to an emergency. How do we go back to the table somehow? I don't know how that would violate the, how that would threaten the agreement unless we came up to them and told them, look, we're going to do what we need to do to keep our fisheries open and screw the agreement. And I don't think you'd get any industry buy-in to that, or I can't speak for everybody, but certainly we wouldn't condone that approach. And the 60-ton was a one-off. We see that as entirely separate from the steering committee discussion of trading at the TMGC level, which we have tremendous concerns with. We're not sure that that's a good idea at all. I wouldn't want to be on a TMGC that had that kind of responsibility, that's for sure. So I'm afraid that we're going to just let this die, and we're going to end up at 215-ton. We still haven't resolved the scallop sub-ACL issue. We could end up with a mathematical zero before we start, and all we've got is a payback provision the following year. We could have zero again. And is this a weakness on the U.S. side of the way we're handling the TMGC? I'm just asking if this... Can we do a better job of what happens when you have an emergency like this? Why don't we have a mechanism to communicate with Canada so it doesn't appear to be we're doing something behind? The TMGC was constrained to that 200 to 500 metric ton that day. There was nothing you could do differently. I mean, don't take that as a criticism. The reality is we had to go home and say, this is the best you got, 215, doesn't work. Now what do we do next? Do we surrender these two fisheries? Or what you're telling us is we've got ourselves so much in a box that we've got to make a choice, lose our fisheries or break the agreement. Is that the best we can do right now? Or are we going to try to get the best of both worlds, which is figure out a mechanism to communicate with them that we don't want to break the agreement, but we're desperate not to lose our fisheries? That's the message that's coming from industry, not to say screw them and go with the SSC recommendation.